about.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday and it's going to be a beautiful day. So I want you to get outside and take advantage of the weather where you live before all the rain comes in on Monday and Tuesday. Let's get some of the yard work done. You know, whatever you can do now will make it easier for you when the weather really gets nice. And then you're trying to do the lawn, the vegetables, the flowers, the window boxes and everything else all at once. Get some of the bull work done at this time of the year. Edge your beds. Put down some bark mulch. Do the raking of the lawn. Put down the crabgrass repellent. There's a lot that needs to be done, and if we can help you with suggestions of which direction you need to go on your property, call us at 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Also, those of you that received the email newsletter and you have sent me back the information that I asked you to, the cotton seeds have already started going out. You should receive a package with about 25 cotton seeds in it in the next week. And if there's any of you listening out there that are teachers or you have friends or neighbors that are teachers and you teach kids, younger kids, and you want a nice project for the kids, if you tell them to send me an email at pparent@roadrunner.com, that's pparent@roadrunner.com, with the teacher's name, the school where they work, the address of the school where I can send it, and how many kids, then we'll send out some seeds so the teachers can grow it in school and the kids can bring it home and plant it in the garden and see how cotton grows. So we're going to have an awful lot of fun with that. And that's very easy to do. And circle your calendar for July 17th. July 17th is the garden tour of the gardens of the Kennebunks. And my yard will be on that tour. And I have a lot of great things I want to show you this year when you come and see my yard. So circle that date, and in the weeks to come, we'll tell you about that. And you get to visit 10 hidden gardens in Kennebunk. And it's a great day. You come up, you can have yourself a nice lobster roll or some fried clams, and make a weekend out of it. Could be a great time for everybody. Okay, 800-259-9231. Call right now, and Don will help you, and we'll get you set up so that you have a great time in your yard. Don, who's up first this hour?
We have Joe from Massachusetts, excuse me, who has a pesky insect problem.
Joe, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you doing today?
Good. Great in yourself, Joe.
Sun's out. What more can be said?
That's right.
Well, what I'm calling about, I live in Marion, Massachusetts, and on my front yard, it's a fairly new home in the last couple of years, but in the front yard, I have a lot of holes that seem to be like little honeybees in the ground with sand coming out of the holes. Do you have any idea what they are?
Well, there are hornets that will live in the ground. And you can control them very easily. There is a liquid general purpose lawn insect control or a granular insect control that you can put down. Bayer, they call it Bayer Complete for the lawn. And you'll just put it in your spray, in your spreader, drop it according to the recommendations to calibrate your spreader. And then if you can do it today, with the rain coming in on Monday and Tuesday, the rain will change this powder to a liquid, and it will penetrate the ground, get into the holes where these bees or wasps are, and it will knock them right out. But it's called Bayer Complete Insect Control. And a lot of the garden centers will have that product, and it will do a great job for you. And while you're at the garden center, pick up some boxes of pansies and Johnny Jump-Ups and violas. I mean, there's nothing more satisfying for me, especially this time of the year. You know, there really isn't a lot up right now. There's not really any color. But the pansies and the Johnny Jump-Ups and the violas, even if the temperatures drop down into the 20s, it doesn't hurt them. They'll continue to grow. They'll continue to flower. And the cold weather doesn't hurt the flower. But put it down now. That way the rain can wash it in, and it will eliminate that problem. And now's the time to take care of crabgrass. So if you want to do it organically, you use corn gluten. If you just want to kill it, the old-fashioned way is with step one. And those of you that have a four-step program, put that step one down right now, and the rain will dissolve the powder, change it to a liquid, and it will penetrate the ground, killing the crabgrass seed that were made last year. So if you had crabgrass last year, just to give you an example how much it spreads, one crabgrass plant can make up to 5,000 seeds. So if you just had a few plants here and there, wait till this year. It's going to be even worse. So put it down, and that will also fertilize the ground and make the grass that's there nice and thick to fill in those empty spots. Thank you, Joe. Don, who's up next?
This is Mike from Vermont, who has a question about moss in his lawn.
Mike, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Got a problem with my lawn.
Okay.
About 15 years ago, I cut about an acre of woods, built a house, and used the soil that was already there, and ran a lawn. And moss from the wood started creeping in. At first, it was right by the edges, and that was it. But it's covering half the lawn now. How do I get rid of that stuff?
Okay. What you're going to have to do, Mike, is it's going to be a two-step program. Step one is you're going to have to prevent the soil from getting as acidic. And because it was a freshly cleared piece of land and the soil was accustomed to having oaks and pine trees growing there, it's naturally acidic. And grasses can grow in that without any problem, but they have a tough time to get really thick. So what you need to do is to either buy some lime, or there's a new product that's a lot easier to use called MagiCal, M-A-G-I-C-A-L. It's made by Jonathan Green. And most of the garden centers carry it now because one bag of MagiCal is equivalent to 10 bags of lime. And what you want to do, because you've got a lot of moss, is put it on pretty heavy now, then again in the fall. Now, second step is to kill the moss that's there. And that's easy to do. There's a new product on the market called Moss Out. M-O-S-S-O-U-T, and it's available in the garden centers. Some of the garden centers that don't have it, they can get it for you, and I've seen it in some of the box stores. They also carry it. But the name of the company is called Lily Miller, L-I-L-L-Y-M-I-L-L-E-R, and it's called Moss Out. And what you do is this. It's really kind of neat. You put it down when there's dew on your lawn so that the moss is wet. Then you apply this product with a broadcast or a drop spreader. It sticks to the moss and will kill the moss but not hurt the grass. So by killing the moss and then you fertilize it and you put down the lime, the grass that's there will get thicker. And by getting thicker, it blocks the sunlight so that the moss has a tough time to come back in there. So try that. Either lime or MagiCal, then a general purpose fertilizer, and this Lily Miller Moss Out. It's a granular product with a spreader, and it will burn and kill all the moss that's there. And it works really neat. Thank you, Mike. Don, who's up next?
This is Vivian from Massachusetts, who's looking to find out how to start some seeds up.
Okay. Vivian, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The question I have is, I have some full...
Vivian? Oh. Dawn, I think we lost her.
Nope, she's back on the line now.
You didn't lose me. Hello.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Vivian.
The question is about starting seeds at home using a full-spectrum fluorescent light.
Yes.
How far away from the fluorescent light do you place the seed bed?
You want to have the seed tray about 12 to 15 inches away from the seed bed. And you want it to run for 12 hours. Don't run it 24 hours a day because the plant doesn't have a chance to rest. And if you run it 24 hours a day, they tend to stretch. They get tall and then they fall over. And once they start to grow, keep the room cooler so they stay shorter and stockier. Gardeners, let me tell you about Converted Organic Fertilizer. This New England-based company is producing an all-natural, slow-release, and highly effective alternative to chemical lawn and garden fertilizers. Converted Organic Lawn Fertilizer will give you a thicker, greener, healthier, and more vibrant lawn while protecting the things that mean the most to you, your family, pets, and your environment around your home. Look for the results that works the way that nature intended by delivering nutrition to the soil and making it available to the plant when the plant calls for it. All natural converted organic fertilizers will provide you with a more healthy looking plant that will require less care, is more disease resistant, less dependent on watering, and achieves this without the use of chemicals. Converted Organic converts food waste into a product that is rich in nutrients, contains natural plant growth regulators, and organic matter that will enhance your soil, resulting in a stronger plant. Converted Organic, turning food waste into a promise for a greener future. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertiloam from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The healing revolution is here, naturally. Announcing King Bio Natural Medicines, over 200 powerful physician-tested homeopathic formulas for mind, body, and pets. Get fast relief this allergy season with King Bio's Allergy and Hay Fever Reliever. When you order online today, you'll receive a free guide booklet to natural medicine. Supplies limited, so order at kingbio.com. That's kingbio.com. KingBio.com, your natural pharmaceutical company.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. It's Sunday, spring is here, and the weather is nice, so get outside and let's get some of that yard work clean. Raking the garden really does make a big difference. If you can clean it and get all of the plant debris from last year that you skipped or you forgot or you just left it there, now is the time to get it out. By removing it, you're also removing possible insects and possible diseases. So let's clean the garden. But make sure that when you step in the garden, you don't sink to your ankles. If the soil is wet, stay out. It's as simple as that. If you can walk on it without the soil giving you this squishy sound when you walk on it or you're sinking in it, stay out of the garden. If you'd work the soil when it's muddy, you're going to squeeze the soil together. You're going to compact it, and you're going to develop clumps rather than a nice loose soil. So if it's wet, leave it alone. If your soil has clay in it, start thinking about putting some liquid gypsum. And if you can apply it today before the rain comes, it's going to make a big, big difference in the quality of your soil in the days to come. Okay? So there's a lot to do in the yard. If you have a question, call right now, 800-259-9231. And we'll work together to solve your gardening problems. And sign up for the email newsletter. It comes up every Thursday. There's 4 articles in it. And we'll tell you about what you should be doing. This week we talked about pansies, Johnny Jump Ups, and violas. We talked on how to grow peas. And if your soil is ready and you can get out there without sinking up to your ankles in mud, you can start to plant peas now. We talked about getting your fruit trees ready. Now, one of the things that I learned at school with fruit trees. Once you've got them all clean and get all the dead, the broken branches out, they need to be treated with the lime sulfur or the copper fungicide and all season oil to kill diseases and insects. And then what I want you to try this year is this. We never know when the bugs arrive. And we want to spray the trees as few of a time as possible. We don't want to do it for nothing. So what I want you to do is to buy a red plastic apple, 3 to 4 inches in diameter, with a little stem in it. Cut a piece of string a foot long. Tie one end of the string to the apple stem, and you're going to hang this plastic apple from a branch of your fruit trees. So it's at eye level. You're going to rub the apple with some Vaseline. And when the bugs arrive to lay eggs on your tree, they always go to rotten fruit or fruit that's dangling to the tree, because that's the best place to lay eggs, is in a moist, rotten fruit. They don't know it's plastic. When they hit that apple, they're going to stick to the Vaseline. When you see that this Vaseline-covered apple has little bugs on it, it's now the time to start your spraying. So that way you don't spray for nothing. Okay? There's a tip for you. Don, who's up next?
This is Jim from Massachusetts, who has a question about his apple tree.
Hey, Jim. Good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you very much for taking my call. In fact, with that, the previous advertisement basically answered my question, but with rain predicted in the near future, when is the best time to spray my apple tree?
As long as the product has a chance to dry on the tree, there's no problem.
Okay.
And I live in Maine, and this is not supposed to hit Maine until Monday. So the weather is nice out there today. As long as your temperatures are above freezing and will stay above freezing for a 2 to 3 hour period so that the all-season oil and the copper fungicide have a chance to stick on the tree and dry in place, the rain can come all at once tomorrow. It's done its job, and you have saved yourself a lot of potential problems down the road. So a day like today, I mean, concentrate on putting the copper and all-season oil on your fruit trees, on your flowering crabs, because they get black spot, on lilacs, on all of your rose bushes, blueberries, raspberries, grapes. And I even spray my vegetable garden. I don't soak it, but I give the garden a nice spray. That way, if there's anybody hiding, any spores or any eggs, I got a surprise for him, and today's the day to do it. Have you ever grown vegetables in a container? Not too exciting, was it? Now try the EarthBox. The EarthBox is a patented system for growing plants. This container will revolutionize your ideas of container gardening. The EarthBox comes in an optional staking system for tall growing plants and vines. Unlike other containers, the EarthBox comes with a mulch cover, fertilizer bin, aeration screen, water reservoir, and is portable because it has wheels. The EarthBox. Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pets, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore.
Phew, Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Many of you have already heard about the gutter brush, a great do-it-yourself gutter protection system that will keep your gutters flowing freely. I love to recommend products like this. It's such a great idea and it's simple to install. Just slide the brush into the gutter, no cutting or tools necessary. Gutter brush works with any roof or gutter type and blocks debris from building up in the gutter while allowing water to flow right through. Here's the best part. From now until April 25th, you can get 6 feet of the standard 5-inch gutter brush absolutely free to try for yourself while supplies last. Yes, free. No shipping, no handling, no gimmicks. Simply visit gutterbrush.com and click on the free gutter brush button to submit your order. Or call 888-397-9433 and ask for the free 6-foot gutter brush today. Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Elaine, who's from Massachusetts, and she has a question about a peach tree of hers.
Terrific. Elaine, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Good morning.
When should you start putting out that lure for the apple trees and fruit trees?
I would put it out now. I mean, You never know what's going to happen with the weather. And this method, it's very easy. And what actually happened is when I was in college, which was a long time ago now, my professor was going to get his doctorate and he needed a project to earn him the honor of being a doctor and not just a professor.
And as a class, we did this project. And every day before going to class, we had selected students, and we went to the apple orchards, the peaches, the pears, the plums, and we had these red apples, even on peach trees. And it told us when the insects came, and this is being used across the country, even on citrus, to determine when the insects appear, and it works very, very well. Now, the other thing that I want you to do, Elaine, is we've had a lot of rain, and if we continue to have a lot of moisture and we have a cool spring, peaches will get a disease called peach leaf curl. And what happens is, instead of the leaf opening nice and flat, it gets all puckery and produces kind of a pink, like looks like a mushroom in texture and appearance on the leaves. But it's called peach leaf curl. The leaves shrivel, and with this mushroom pinky type growth on it, and is caused by cool dampness. If you were to spray your trees with this copper fungicide that you can buy at any garden center, and you want to do it now and then follow the recommendations on the bottle, it will eliminate it and prevent it. So, you know, it's been wet. We've had, New England has had, I think, like 20 inches of rain here in the last 4 or 5 weeks, and there's more to come. So if you've got fruit trees, take this copper fungicide and all-season oil, and you can combine them in the same sprayer, and put it on your peaches, pears, plums, apples, blueberries, raspberries, grapes. Then spray your rose bushes, your flowering crabs, your lilacs, and it will kill these diseases and insects before they have a chance to create a problem. And a day like today, there's no rain in the forecast until Monday. We'll have plenty of time to dry. And when you're at the garden center picking up these products, buy some pansies, some Johnny Jump-Ups. They'll make you feel good. Easter's coming next week. So plant some pansies, and when you go to celebrate Easter, you'll have these happy faces all over your garden. What more could you ask for? Spring and pansies. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Tom from New Hampshire, who has a question about his weeping cherry.
Tom, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How you doing?
Good. Great. And yourself, good. Tom?
Good, thanks. Question with weeping cherry. I planted it last fall, and I covered the trunk with burlap, and I took it off yesterday, the burlap. And
great.
I was wondering what fertilizer to feed that tree.
Okay. What I want you to do is go to a local garden center and pick up something called Plant Tone, and you can buy it in a 5-pound bag. And it's an all-organic, all-natural fertilizer, and it does contain the mycorrhiza. And normally you use a good mounded handful for every three feet of height or spread if it's a shrub. And if it's a tree, you're going to use a pound for every inch thickness of diameter of the trunk. And all you need to do is either sprinkle it around the drip line of the trees, it's like a little umbrella, so underneath that umbrella, or you could punch maybe 6, 8, 10 holes in the ground and put like a half a handful in each of the holes, and then just throw the dirt to fill in the hole, and you're ready to go. And then when the rain comes, it will wash it in, and you're going to find out that your tree is going to be good. Now, I want you to be aware of one thing, Tom. I have a weeping cherry, and every year I get little holes that start to develop in the leaves, and it's a very small caterpillar. And once they get started, they go very, very quickly. So you get beautiful flowers, either white or pink, depending on the variety that you bought. Then the leaves come out. And when the leaves are about maybe an inch or less, you're going to start to see holes. If this develops on your tree, there is a product, only been out a couple of years now, called Spinozad. It's a virus that will kill caterpillars. And it is incredible. It will not hurt birds. It's totally organic. And you spray your weeping cherry with this. The caterpillars will take a bite of the leaf that has the spinosad on it. And they'll drop like flies. And your trees will do beautiful. If you have flowering crabs or any trees that have these big tents filled with caterpillars, spray that tree with the spinosad. And any caterpillar that eats the leaves will get it in their stomach, and within 6 hours, they're gone. And again, if a bird eats one of these caterpillars, it does not hurt them because it's a virus. And for any kind of a leaf-eating caterpillar, the big tomato hornworms knocks it right out. So it's a good, safe product. Don, who's next?
This is Lenny from New Hampshire, who's got a question about some pine needles covering some plants for the winter.
Okay. Lenny, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Hey, I've got pine needles covering my hydrangea plants. Is it safe to pull those needles off now, or should I wait?
No, it's time right now, because we've been getting, you know, the temperature like typical in New England. We've had some 50s, some 40s. We're back down into the 20s. But now is the time to get that out. The reason is you want to let the air get to those branches so that when the weather continues to get wet, you don't get any mold buildup on those stems, so that when the new shoots come out, the air is able to dry those newly developing branches and leaves, so there's less of a problem with diseases. So roses can be uncovered. Your perennial beds can be uncovered. That will let the sun penetrate the ground. It will wake up the plant, and things will start to grow. Roses, don't prune roses until next week. Traditionally, I always tell people, wait until the baseball season begins for real. And the Red Sox have their first game Easter Sunday night at Fenway Park, so next Sunday on Easter, once you've had your ham and you celebrated the holiday, you want to get a little bit of air and exercise, take out your pruners, go outside and prune all of your roses at that time, and then a little bit of fertilizer around each one, and this rose season has begun. Thank you. Don, who's next?
This is Cheryl from Cape Cod, and she has a question about some winterberry bushes of hers.
Okay. Cheryl, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I listen to you every Sunday.
Thank you.
I was given two winterberry bushes for Christmas, and one's a male and female, and I wasn't sure exactly where to plant it. I know they like wet, but I don't really have a wet area.
Yeah, and they will grow in... Yeah, they will grow in soils that aren't wet. But the winterberry is in, it's like a cousin to the holly family, and it will have these beautiful red berries on it in the fall and throughout the winter. They do prefer a wet type soil, but I've grown them in the past in a sandy soil like on Cape Cod, and they've done very well. You want to give them a minimum of a half a day of direct sun. And if you can give them all day sun, that's even better. Now, these plants will get up to be about 8 to 10 feet tall. But if you prune them every year, you can keep them at 4, 5, or 6 foot, no problem at all. They need to be about 6 to 8 feet apart, because they're going to spread about 4, 5, and even 6 feet across if you prune them on a regular basis. So, you know, just space them 6, 7, 8 feet apart. A nice, well-lit area. Dig a nice big hole. Put a lot of compost in there at the time of planting. And if you can add this new Thrive fertilizer at the plant, either at the time of planting or after, that contains the mycorrhiza, you're going to see a big difference. And if your soil is really sandy, like on Cape Cod, pick up a product called Soil Moist. Soil Moist is what they put in babies' diapers so that they don't leak. You know, those disposable diapers? They're full of a product very similar to Soil Moist. And it helps to prevent the water from just flushing out of your ground. It swells just like Jell-O. So if you put, for example, if you put a tablespoon of this Soil Moist in your hole and you work it in, it's going to swell and be able to pick up and hold 200 tablespoons of this gelatin so that your plants don't need as much water. And on Cape Cod, where your soils are sandy, it's a must. I used to live on the south shore of Massachusetts, and where I live in Maine now, in Kennebunk, it's sandy. And I don't plant anything, not an annual, not a vegetable, not a flower, never mind a shrub or a tree. If I'm planting a shrub or a tree, you don't put a handful, because remember, it explodes 200 times. For a plant like you are talking about, I would put a couple of tablespoons. That's all you need. Work it in well in the bottom of the hole. Put your plants, your compost in, and you're ready to go. Don, who's next?
This is Lenny from Massachusetts, who has a question about his rhododendrons.
Lenny, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I have a question about some rhododendrons. I planted,
yes,
about 3 years ago, I planted these rhododendrons in a bed on the side of my house. Half of them are flowered and the other half are not flowered. What do I do to the ones that are not flowered to encourage the flowers?
And they're planted in the same exposure?
Exactly. I mean, they're about 10 foot apart.
Planted in the same bed 10 feet apart. Okay. What I would do is, if you want to really help them, you need to give them a slow-release fertilizer. So pick up a bag of Holly Tone. Holly Tone is all natural, all organic, and it will feed your plants for a good 3 to 4 months. And all you do for a rhododendron, a good mounded handful, sprinkle around the base of the plant about a foot away from the main plant and scratch right into the bark mulch. One handful for every 3 feet of height or spread. And then get this new Liquid Thrive. So God says may not have it yet, but ask him for it. Liquid Thrive, you spray it on the ground, and it will help to double the size of the root system of that rhododendron. And believe me, they'll grow and flower.
Grow nursery quality plants with Jiffy brand potting mixes, the same formulations used by the pros. Jiffy brand potting mixes prevent soil compaction, promote better water and oxygen distribution, and build healthy roots for beautiful results. Simple to use, too. Just open the bag and pour. Ask for the Jiffy brand at lawn and garden retailers everywhere. Don't forget all of the many other Jiffy gardening products, too, including Jiffy seed starting trays and greenhouses, plus Jiffy 7 peat pellets and Jiffy peat pots. And Jiffy seed starting mix is the best in the business. For guaranteed seed starting success, be sure to use America's number one brand of flower, vegetable, and herb seeds, the Ferry Morse seed brand, with all Jiffy products. Remember, successful gardens are created with successful products. Choose Jiffy potting mixes and Ferry Morse seeds for premium results this spring and summer.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. the compost tumbler at fallparent.com.
Your natural alternative treatment for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart, arrhythmia. It felt like my heart was pounding. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Did you rob Bill Gates? DidYouRobBillGates.com is a worldwide internet system that can bring you both immediate cash and long-term passive residual income, earning thousands of U.S. dollars every single week. This automated system works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, around the planet without inventory, shipping, billing, selling, or credit stress. Powerful and effective, our co-op marketing program works for us, and now it can work for you as well. DidYouRobBillGates.com is your global system for real success. Time to enjoy your life. Time to enjoy your family, travel, sports, fun. Bring the perks back to your life. Moms and dads worldwide, even those with zero experience, all plug in and watch in amazement as DidYouRobBillGates.com delivers success and abundance to their lives. Now, no matter where on earth you live, get to DidYouRobBillGates.com right now. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. If you get a chance, check out our website. It's paulparent.com. And take a look at a trip that we are planning in the future during late August and early September. We heard from a lot of people that said they'd love to come to Croatia with us in April. But, you know, didn't want to leave the country. Well, we're going to the Colorado Rockies. And it's going to be a great tour. It's for 9 days. And it's called the trains because we're going to be on 4 different trains traveling through the Rocky Mountains, going to Durango, to Denver. We're going to see some of the Native American homes that were built in the cliffs by some of the Indian tribes in that area. We're going to Pikes Peak and a few other places. So if you'd like to get some information, go to the website, paulparent.com, and on the left, you'll see the trains of the Colorado Rockies, or you can call this number, 800-997-2628, and we'll send you a free brochure that's got all the information. 888-997-2628, 888-997-2628, and you can join us this fall Imagine all the aspen leaves beginning to change color and the height and the beauty of the Colorado Rockies. Dawn, who's up next?
Actually, we have Elaine returning with another question about her peach tree. She's from Massachusetts.
Okay, Elaine, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I have a question about peach tree. Last year, my peaches got about golf ball size, and then they started oozing out a white liquid out of the skin of the peaches.
Have you sprayed them?
Yeah, I sprayed them with orchard spray.
Okay. What you need to do, Elaine, is it's a little worm that got in it. And that's why when you called earlier, I told you to use this copper fungicide and the all-season oil. And then we talked about putting a red apple on it. And as soon as you see that that red apple has little insects stuck on it, then you need to use the home orchard spray. Now, there's also a product called my mind is just dropped here this morning. That you need, if you're going to use a product to control insects in the orchard, you need to apply it every 2 weeks. And that's really, really important that you do that. The reason is the products that you are going to be using are going to break down. And because you don't want to use anything toxic. And you're getting a lot of rain. Now, last year was a very difficult year to grow fruit trees because we had 21 inches of rain during June, July, and August. So you took your fruit tree spray, you applied it to the tree, it rained 2 days later, it washed it off. So that you would have had to do it more often. But there's a product called Organocide, Organocide. It's a liquid. You spray it on your trees. It's totally organic, totally natural, and it will take care of insects and disease. But remember, if you get a heavy, heavy rain, which you're getting, you know, like a big, big thunderstorm, and it comes down in sheets, or you get a period where it rains for like 2 days in a row, you need to go back out there and reapply that fruit tree spray. But if, you know, use up what you have, and then when you need to repurchase the product, get Organocide. It's totally organic, totally natural. You can put it on blueberries, raspberries, grapes, tomatoes, cucumbers, pumpkins. So it's a good general purpose that's organic to control most bugs in your garden and berry patch. Very safe, very effective. But it depends on the weather. If you get a week or two where it doesn't rain, or we get some light rain, not a problem. When you get cloudbursts, or you get these storms like we've had in the last 4, 5, 6 weeks, and we're getting 3 inches, 6 inches, 5 inches of rain, you need to go back and reapply it. Okay? You give that a try, and you're going to have a great-looking peach this year. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. The website, paulparent.com. And sign up for the email newsletter at the bottom of the front page. It's free.